Good afternoon, brethren. Let's turn to the book of Psalms, NIV, book of Psalms, and Psalm number 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. I would like us especially to look at verse 12, but before that, let me start with verse 1 to 6. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight is like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but in the evening it is dry and withered. Verses 10 to 12, our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Verse 12, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I think I will dwell on this. Teach us to number our days. This is was the prayer of Moses. And that is important for us today, as it was during the days of Moses. As human beings, we can busy ourselves a lot of things that engage us in all hours of the day and night. We can get engaged in lots of things, a lot of activities, and simply forget how precious our time on earth is. As Kofi said, to be a Christian, your life doesn't end. When your physical life ends, it's like you're coming out of a tunnel into a broad daylight, a horizon without an end, in a brilliant light. Eternity. That's the hope of every Christian. But this life, there is a limit to what you can do and what you have to engage in. So if we waste all our days, the time we have, in doing all sorts of things with God out of the scene, then I think we are misusing the time. We are wasting it. That's why the Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Every little time, just be sure to ask the Lord, are you with me? And he's there. It reminds you that you are never alone. Because this physical life, you are not controlling it. It can end any time. The song we sang said, your time is in the hands of Jesus. And that is very, very true. We must not simply forget how precious our time on earth is. And we have a mission. But you can easily use a calculator. If you like, use a calculator and work out how many hours or minutes you have lived on this earth. I used to do that when I was working. Yes. I'll calculate my years, work it out by number of days, hours, come to minutes. And some of the calculators even can give you the seconds you have lasted on this earth. And as I stand here, I know, physically speaking, I've spent most of it, so this message is for me. Teach us to number our days, O God. When we realize that your time on earth could end at any day and at any time, it actually does make you think that actually you do not control it. There is value time, but what is left, you never know when your maker will call you. And you know the parables. Some of the servants were not ready, and they were admonished. Some were punished. But if you are doing the will of your master, he'll recommend you highly and give you responsible positions. You don't know when your maker will call you, so brethren, let's use our time wisely. Imagine there are lots of people in this world who have no relations with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. They don't know him at all. His name doesn't mean anything to them. They don't even have any need of him because they don't know him. Even to those of us who are Christians or claim to belong to the Lord and therefore have a relationship with him, sometimes we forget who is our Lord and Savior and where he is. Scripture stipulates he dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. So we need to build a relationship that is steadfast with our Lord. We should not allow little problems and little things to creep in to keep us away from the Lord and cost us precious time. What would you say if you have a few seconds to live? Say you are faced with an oncoming truck. What do you say? Lord, and then you jump. You need to know that Christ dwells is in you. He is in you. And he's never far away, so get in touch with him at any situation. For instance, someone may say something to you, or some person may annoy you and you get angry, or you get disillusioned and you may be upset for all day, and the whole day is gone. Sometimes something may go wrong in your way, and so you become upset that the day is ruined, and you even forget to pray for God to help you overcome whatever the situation or problem is. Other times, something insignificant can make you so angry, so much so that you can't even pray and seek help from the Prince of Peace. Have you been in such a situation before? When you are so angry that you postpone prayer until you forget. That's life. We who are supposed to be Christians, we must remember always that the Lord has said, I will never leave or forsake you. I'm with you always to the ends of this world. He's with you. So when you are upset, when something goes wrong, when you are having difficulties, please remember who is your Lord and Savior. He is the boss, the head of the church, and we are the body, and he is there for us. Teach us to number our days. Also means teach us to value every moment we have been given, so that we can live life pleasing to the Creator, yielding to Jesus, so that he will do his works in us, transforming us into his perfect image. If we are to evangelize, as Kofi gave to us, we need Jesus, we need the Spirit of the living God before we can call ourselves profitable servants, doing the will of our master. We cannot do it on our own, and we need Jesus in everything to help us, to transform us to his perfect image, so that we'll be profitable children of God. Let us, brethren, remember that each day is a gift from God, and we need to value the time we have. Matthew 7 and verse 7. Matthew 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Jesus said to his disciples, seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. God has made us to succeed, to win, and to be a blessing to others, a blessing in the kingdom of God. So do not let anyone or any problem whatsoever bring you down. Rely on the living God, and he will be with you. Ask, seek, knock, and the door will be open to you. Christ is never far away. He is with you, and he is within you always. Matthew 6 and verse 27. Matthew 6 and verse 27. Or let me start with 27. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? This is a question we need to answer. If you worry about a problem or a difficulty, and you carry on worrying the whole day, can you master anything at all? You become what is known as a worrywart. Since you don't know when your Maker will call you, make each day the best day. Be closer to the Lord in prayer and in meditation. Let's avoid the rebuke that the five foolish virgins had. The five foolish virgins, they were ten. Five were wise, five were foolish. Listen to this. Matthew 25 and verse 13. Matthew 25 and verse 13. You know the answer, but I'd like to read it anyway. Let us avoid being like the five foolish virgins. Christ said, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. And he also said to the foolish virgins, certainly, I do not know you. Let's pray none of us will become a victim of that. You think you belong to the Lord, and he tells you, certainly, I do not know you. Go away from me. That will be very sad. So let's take each day, all the upsets and problems we face, to the Lord, for he cares very much. For you and I belong to him. He rules over all. So he truly have time for you. Every one of us can have all the time in life with Jesus Christ, and he will never get tired of you. He is there for you, brethren. Don't let your worries overwhelm you. Instead of avoiding, avoiding him by not praying, go to the Lord in sincere prayer, draw closer to him in all your days. Experience. John 16 and verse 22. John 16 and verse 22. So, with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you receive, and your joy will be complete. Ask so that your joy will be complete. We mustn't allow world events, personal problems, difficulties we face outside to overwhelm us. Because the Lord has promised to be with you and will be with you. And as Christians, you are very special to God the Father. Come to that in a minute. You are never alone. Why carry your own problems? Leave it at the foot of the cross. That's why Christ came and died for you. Your sins have been paid. You belong to Him. Our security every time is in the living God. Your sure security is in the living God. Can you imagine life now and a future life without a Savior? And yet there are lots of people in this world who don't know the Lord. Jesus said, He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. The life we all need. He also said, no one goes to the Father except through me, the Son of God. You just can't get to the Father, as some people are doing. They think there is only the Father in heaven. And so they pray, ignoring the Son, through whom you go to the Father, who is the way, the truth, and the life. It's just like a concrete ceiling, and you are standing here and you want to penetrate. It's not possible. Everything goes through the Son, in whom the Father has vested all power and authority. You just can't get to God the Father without the Son. You must go through Jesus Christ. And that is how important He is to your life. Whether you like it or not, He is the Son of God, He is God. And He is the way, and He is the truth, and He is the life. Acts 10 and verse 39 to 43. Acts 10, 39 to 43. The Apostle Peter says, we are witnesses of everything He, that is Jesus, did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed Him by hanging Him on a cross, but God raised Him from the dead on the third day and caused Him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate with and drank with Him after He rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that He is the one whom God appointed to judge, as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about Him, that everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name. As Kofi said in his message, God has given us the duty of evangelism. He could have selected powerful angels to preach to mankind, but no, it's our job. And why did Christ not show himself to Pilate and all those people, the high priest? No, to let us do the witnessing. That's why he worked wonders and miracles through the apostles and other servants of the Lord. For us to believe, we must let Christ rule our lives. And I tell you, he performs daily wonders. It is the little things that make you know that you are never alone, that the Spirit of the living God dwells in you. Jesus gives us the responsibility to spread the good news, to share with others that we are the children of God through Christ the Savior. All that we do in our communities or people we meet, we are acting as ambassadors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we must show leadership and good examples, not lord it over people, but to be humble and meek and let people know we know where we are going. That death is not the end at all. It's the beginning of a bigger chapter, everlasting life. The Apostle Peter says of Jesus, it is good news, a good news of peace for all people, that he is Lord of all. As Christians, we must be positive all the time, renew our minds through the study of the Word, and allow the Word of God to transform us. Yeah, we need transformation to be positive that we are truly children of God. Colossians 3:11. You need not turn there. Colossians 3:11. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. So whether we like it or not, we are brethren. There's no slave or free, no male or female, no Jew or Gentile. We are all one in the Lord. How does God see us? How does God the Father see us? As believers in Jesus, the Savior. God sees us as his beloved children. And each one of us is dearly beloved. He does not see us human beings see so many divisions, so many hierarchies. In God's eyes, we are all beloved children whom he loves each one of us very dearly. All we remember as human beings, for example, King David, we remember his affair with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. But the loving God forgave him all his sins and all that he did that was wrong. God refers to David as his faithful and righteous servant who is going to rule all the 12 tribes of Israel forever. Verse Kings 15:4. David's sins have been forgiven. It's like you and me. Christ died for all our sins. And what God sees in us is people who live under grace. Grace. We've been forgiven. So why should you hesitate to go to God in prayer when you are in difficulties, when you are lonely, when you are sad, while you are troubled? Brethren, God's time is the best. Maybe you want an instant answer. No. Be patient. Rely on him, for his time is always the best. He knows what is good for you, and there is no doubt about it. So, let us value the time we have before the Maker calls us. May the Lord teach us to number our days. Romans 15 and verse 13. Romans 15 and verse 13. May the God of hope fill you all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.